Shanti. Good morning. We are still very much in the new year, but as soon as the new year begins, it's also the Avyakt month, the month of January, when Brahma Baba becomes very present in our lives. Is that right? You start remembering Baba a lot more than usual, as soon as January comes. Baba has a place in our hearts that's a very special place. And next week, of course, we'll be honoring Brahma Baba together on Sunday. And then you'll be at your own centers on the 18th. And here we'll have our own program. But this morning I was thinking of the story of the Yajna and how God had a very, very clear plan of what he needed to do. People used to ask Daddy, how did service abroad happen? Did you come to London with a plan that it should be step by step in this way? And Daddy would smile and say, it was his plan, not my plan, which is true. I really had no idea of how things would unfold and how we would come to this point. But Baba had a plan for the whole world, not just for one place. And if you think about it, it is amazing. Shiv Baba coming, finding one individual who has the highest role in the drama and making him the instrument, preparing him even before the role started. You were hearing the other day in the Sakar Murali, Baba would see people go off into trance and wonder what was going on. Then he began to think, is it some power? Is it another soul that's come? What is it? So he himself was totally perplexed. But Shiv Baba had a plan. And this was the one who had worshipped him the most right from the Copper Age. And so this was the one who's fixed in the drama as Adam, the first man, the first deity. And then God's power brought together this group, mostly women, and they were the ones who were able to let go of everything and just totally surrender. No concern, no thought, no question, nothing. It was an incredible moment when all that happened. And the war started, partition happened, and Baba just told them, carry on with tapasya. And they didn't have any question about that. Total faith, total trust. Oh, but what if? None of that. Just incredible total surrender and faith. And then coming to Bharat, more tapasya, more preparation. For that 1 year was that time to be with Baba and Mama continually. When they were in Karachi, different homes, different houses, and they would meet Baba, but it was sporadic, intermittent, it wasn't all the time. And in Abu, very simple life, very basic. The days of Karachi were comfortable. The days of Abu were very uncomfortable physically. But the joy of being with God, being with Baba and Mama, was beyond anything else that they wanted. That was more than enough. They didn't think about anything else. And these women started serving when they went out in Bharat. And they had no tools externally. They didn't have a single printed sheet. They didn't even know exactly how to give God's introduction or the introduction to the Brahma Kumaris. But they had God's love in their heart. They had faith in their intellects. And they had the power of drishti. And the drishti worked magic. And so many came. And then there came a time when, having prepared these souls, Baba flew away, and it was time for the stars to shine. Baba put it very beautifully in the very first Murali, and in that Baba spoke about how when the sun is out, you don't see the stars. They're there, but you don't see them. And then when the sun disappears, then the stars can shine. And so it was the turn of the dadis to shine and guide others. And with Avyat Bab Dada, especially those of us from foreign lands, the intensity of the sustenance that we had from Avyat Baba for 49 years. Sakar Baba was 33 years. 49 years of sustenance. And those who say, well, we came later, well, you're getting all the Muralis, you're getting all the treasures, and you have all the opportunity. And now Baba's even more available than before. And Avyat Bab Dada also, giving us so many inspirations personally, individually, to our countries, and then generally to everyone. But there was one particular thing that God had in His plan. Uplifting the mothers and then serving the simple ones. But beyond that, when God told Noah, build an ark and bring all the species, all the creatures, two by two, and then those who were in that ark were saved. And after the flood, then a new chapter began. A little bit of the same story comes today in the Murali, which is why I started remembering God's plan and how everything has evolved and come to this point. Because Baba is saying that serve every branch of the tree, serve every professional group that there is, serve every part of society and find one who can become the mic. Serve them in such a way that you're able to find one powerful soul, at least one, can be many, but at least one powerful soul who can be the instrument to awaken others. So it's a Murali for the new year. And Baba's giving the plan, and this was in 97, at the end of the year. And in that, Baba's giving the plan for the coming year. Find the mic souls who can share with others of their kind, their group, their profession, their branch, so that nobody says, but I didn't know. Everybody has a chance to hear God's message, connect with God, and be able to take God's treasures. And so you can see how it's an amazing plan. It's very definitely a very clear plan. It's not haphazard. We didn't know it. I didn't know it. Brahma Baba didn't know it. But, you know, it's like when you see somebody begin knitting, and you see them knitting away, and you wonder what they're making. And then it turns out to be a sweater, it turns out to be a scarf, whatever it is. And the person who's making it knows exactly what they're doing. The person who's watching doesn't know. Or somebody starts a piece of embroidery, and again, you're seeing them busy, busy, busy. But what's going to come out of it? You don't know. They know, but you don't know. And so God, making us all dance, and yes, each moment of the dance is for our development, our progress, our spiritual growth, but we don't know how things are going to evolve on a global level. But God knows exactly what He needs to do. And so the time in Bharat, and for that Baba chose another very powerful instrument, Dadi Gulzar, of course, and the role of Avyakt Babdada, that nobody could have predicted, but Baba knew. Baba had told Dadi Gulzar way back in the days of Karachi, when Baba would call a few people, and when Daddy was having visions of Brahma Baba in the Avyakt form, and nobody knew that there was an Avyakt Brahma, that she had these visions. And long story, but just a summary of that. And Baba told her, okay, come stay in Baba Bhavan, Clifton, where Baba stayed, so that she would be away from her friends and companions who were chatter, chatter, chatter. And so she would have the space and the silence to explore further the Avyakt region and the role that Baba was beginning to show. And Baba asked her to write whatever it is Baba had spoken. Baba would conduct Murali 5 o'clock in the morning in Baba Bhavan, and there would be just a few, the family, the immediate family that were there, and nobody else. Then Baba would find time to visit the different bhavans at different occasions. And so she was there, and Baba said to her, write what you've heard. And when she presented it to Baba, Baba loved her writing and said, your writing is going to do a lot of service. And for many, many years, as a trans messenger, all the difficult issues, all the questions that the Yajna was facing would go to her. And she would bring back very detailed message of whatever it is Baba had said in trance. And so she did this service, and you know that he carried these little slips of paper with her. And by then it was being typed out for Daddy. Sometimes it was still in Daddy Gulzar's writing. And little pearls, you know, really simple writing. And Mama had said to her, when Mama was in Kunj Bhavan, 60 Kumaris there, and why it was called Kunj Bhavan, choo 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 choo, it was little birds chattering away, young sisters. And so Baba called it Kunj Bhavan. And Mama asked a question, and then there was a sound from the back. And Mama couldn't see who it was, and she said, can you raise your hand? And it was Dadi Gulzar sitting right at the back. And Mama looked at her and said, your eyes are going to do very good service. Imagine how many multi-thousands took Drishti from Baba and still take Drishti from Baba through the media. And Baba kept inspiring us, find new ways, find new ways, find new ways of service. And I didn't understand, what new ways? And then IT opened up, and AI has opened up, and lots of things are happening in terms of service. I had to do a talk, and I had very little time, and it was a subject that I was not completely familiar with. This is while I was in Madhuban now. And so I asked, I think it might have been Rachel, can you send me something about it? And she did a search in applied AI, and Sharona did, okay, that's right. So Sharona, and she sent me a very long list of things that were very useful. And I thought, this is very easy churning. And so definitely there's a lot that Baba knows, even though Baba said yesterday, don't ask me about science, I don't know anything about it, I don't need to know, I just need to purify you, why would I learn science? But Baba knows. Baba definitely knows. So the season when all the things that Baba has been saying in terms of professional service, in terms of methods of service, we see all of that happening very, very quickly. And Bharat has such a huge population anyway in terms of people, but also such a huge population of Brahmins that every group literally has been served. And every group has people of very high caliber who are instruments to be serving others. So it was very interesting reading the Murali. And yes, abroad also, I think if we were to gather people together from all the different professions, there would be some from the UK, there would be some from Australia, America, everywhere. But all of Baba's instructions in terms of service seem to have been fulfilled. But the biggest one, Baba then also, of course, Baba will never just talk about service. Baba said, well, this is the plan for the year, serve the professionals. But also, what about yourselves? What are you going to do? And there are two very clear things that come from today's Murali in terms of what we have to do. One, Baba states right at the very beginning, and in Hindi, the whole cycle can be put together in two words. And in English, it takes three words. But three words and you describe the whole cycle. The past, the present, the future, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's it. And in Hindi, kal or aaj. And then when you say aaj and you say kal again, it's tomorrow. So yesterday and today and today and tomorrow. So just two words, aaj or kal. And so Baba is saying that is Satyug so close to you that it's like tomorrow. Just as you say, tomorrow I'll be doing this, tomorrow I'll be doing that. Can you say, tomorrow it's going to be Satyug? And why that's so important is because if I see Satyug absolutely close to me, and I think we are seeing the signs of Kaliyug going very quickly. So if I see Satyug right in front of me, then of course I have to ask myself the question, am I prepared? If suddenly something happened, and anything can happen anywhere, whether it's China and Korea and America and Russia and Europe and NATO, just look at what's going on. Anything can happen anytime. Where would I go? Would I fly home with Baba as Baba's bride? Or would I be straggling along behind, trying to catch up? And when it's time to come into Satyug, would I come down right to the very beginning and see the first beautiful experience of nature and people and Satyug in its full finest glory, would be a bit later, a bit later, a bit later. And so how close is Satyug for me? For Brahma Baba, becoming a prince was just in front. Baba would look at the image of Krishna and say, to tomorrow, that's what I'll become. I'll become the baby Krishna Vishnu. Or Baba would look at the image of Lakshmi and Narayan and the trance light in the corner in Pandav Bhavan History Hall, and again would say, this is who I'm going to be tomorrow. And so, are my thoughts so caught up with the day-to-day trivia? And yes, where I need to be responsible and accurate, yoga means I am accurate. I can't say because my feet didn't touch the ground and I was flying up above, so I missed out on doing all the things I needed to do here. No, yogi means that my awareness is there, but I'm attentive to my responsibilities here also. But am I able to prepare for Satyug internally in terms of the transformation I need to have so that I can feel the vibrations of Satyug calling me? Can I see the trees of Satyug just there in front of me? So Baba's saying, check your memory. How clear is your memory of that beautiful time? And then secondly, the big message that Baba has given. Safal karo, safalta lo. Use everything in a worthwhile way. The word safal is very nice because it's one word and we have to use a whole sentence in English. Use all that you have in a worthwhile way and then you'll have success. And Baba's given us a list of all that everyone has. Everyone has thoughts, everyone has time, everyone has energy, everyone has a body, all the things that we have. Am I using all of these in a worthwhile way? And of course, most of all, my time and my thoughts. Baba's given us Murali's recently about the treasures that we have. But today it's about using these treasures, not just accumulating, but using them so that then I'm sharing them and they multiply for me also. So the checking point for the year, lots of people say, what should we be thinking about for the new year? And according to drama, the new year Murali today. When we heard the Murali on the 31st, that was beautiful and inspirational. But this is a very specific new year Murali. And so just a week into the new year, and Baba's giving us instructions for what we need to focus on very specifically this year. Can I catch my thoughts before they go running off in a negative direction? Do I have such control over my thoughts that I can experience the avyakt stage? The Murali is 97. Then the avyakt signal, that doesn't carry a date, but it matches the avyakt Murali because that was talking about the discipline of the mind, the control over thoughts, so that I can stabilize my mind. And with that stability, then I can make sure that I focus my mind where I need to, instead of letting it wander around here and there. And through that concentration and focus, then yes, I can experience the avyakt stage. So both things match together very well. And today there are a few announcements, so I'll stop now. Enjoy the Murali. Enjoy the whole year. Om Shanti.